Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I don't know how many more news stories we can say every afternoon we're following. But we are following what's going on in Israel and Iran. Iran has responded. The Israeli Defense Forces say, and I quote, all of Israel is under fire. At least one of their drones from Iran landed just now in Tel Aviv. 7 people are injured. No reports of any fatalities. So those got through. But we went to bed last night to news that Israel had attacked Iran. Now, if you were listening to the show yesterday, we told you that we were getting word that this was imminent. It was going to happen. The U.S. was not going to be involved, but Israel was going to attack Iran. We will continue to follow this. Last night, Iran responded with 100 drones that they sent over to Israel. Israel shot them all down, every single one of them.
Their air defense system is incredible.
These guys are brilliant. Let me remind you, Israel took out the then leader of Hamas in a guest house in Tehran a year ago. Not in Gaza, but in Tehran. Then, of course, there was the Hezbollah pager scenario where a lot of men have been, dare I say, eunuched.
Removed from Earth.
Well, some parts of them have been removed from Earth, yes. Some of them survived, but they
will not be reproducing.
They will not be participating in the reproduction of the human species. How they did that, I'll never understand. And now, it turns out that may have been a prelude to how they got into Iran. I was hearing a number of security experts, defense experts, saying they took out Hezbollah intentionally to get access to the Golan Heights, to get access to Syria, and they came in from the northwest into Iran. That's why they took out Hezbollah.
There are 7 injuries reported at this time. Let's update the breaking news story that dominated most of our program yesterday afternoon. We just found out that Air India was ordered to carry out additional maintenance on their Boeing 787, 8 and 9 fleets as that plane went down. They have found the black boxes. Still no word on the cause.
The survivor, the one and only survivor, and we'll maybe get to this later, is quoted as saying today, I thought I would die. He's still to this day, he said, and I was listening to this on the way in, he said as the plane was going down, everybody knew it was going down.
Yeah.
He closed his eyes, and then he said, when I opened my eyes, I thought I was dead. It dawned on me I was the only one alive.
My God.
Just surrounded by carnage. And For people who are booking flights right now, there is a story in the Stack about the most popular seat on every flight booked in the last 24 hours.
Is it 11?
11A?
11A is sold out on every flight in the world.
I'll tell you, my son hopped on a plane. I know that it's still the safest way to travel statistically. My son hopped on a plane with all of his best buddies this morning for Chicago, and don't think it didn't cross my mind. You know, just please have a safe flight. Well, I know it's different, and they're...
It's different in
it
America.
It is. But I think, you know, it's so rare to have just a complete air disaster. It doesn't happen very often for a reason that when it does, you know, it's like human nature just to be like, okay, is this all right? All right. So that brings me to the Run, Do Not Walk. Sam, you have to pull this trailer. I've watched it twice.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Okay.
The ending wasn't.
Well, you know, we like to play cuss words on the air anyway.
Well, you do.
So. I've watched it twice. It is on Netflix. The documentary is called Titan, the Oceangate Submersible Disaster.
Really?
There is already a documentary.
Huh.
Run, Do Not Walk.
All right.
They have extensive interviews and background with the genius slash narcissist slash, this is the word that is used, psychopath that ran that company, Scott, who perished when it imploded. Mm-hmm. And here's what I'm going to tell you. For months before all of those people died near the Titanic wreckage, for months, as they tested the submersible, it failed. It failed, it failed, it failed again, and it failed. And the entire time, the nutbag head of this company kept saying, we're sending people down. And person after person quit. And whistle blew. They all tried to whistle blow, Scott.
Do you think this was a suicide mission?
I think he was a mad genius.
He was blinded by the ability to do something that others could not do, and to do it in his eyes perfectly.
I want everyone to think of the sound that it makes if you take a wooden spoon and you bang it against a pot and pan. One strike. Bang. So think of that sound in your mind, okay?
Got it.
They had on that submersible 18 different audio sensors, because when a submersible starts to crack and give way, there is a very distinct noise. And just like in broadcasting, Scott, you see the peaks of those noises. And so the submersible's going down, and then as it hits 6,000 feet, you hear clank, and then it hits 10,000, clank. And it gets worse the further.
After you hear the first clank, why don't you go up?
Scott, he was a psychopath. All of the engineers said, you are going to die if you keep doing this. We are not going to sign off on letting passengers on this thing. And then the first time they get all the way down there, boom.
There was no way of knowing when Titan was going to fail, but it was a mathematical certainty that it would fail. Stockton saw an opportunity to restart tourist visits to Titanic.
Stockton fully believed in what he was doing and that it would work.
He wanted fame. To fuel his ego, fame.
I have no desire to die. I understand this kind of risk.
I thought Stockton was a borderline psychopath. How do you manage a person like that who owns the company?
This is one of the safest things I will ever do.
Nobody spoke up. He would ruin somebody's life.
Stockton said, Bonnie is going to be our next lead pilot. Are you nuts? I'm an accountant.
No one's dying under my watch.
Did you hear the young girl? And when I say young, you guys, she's like 23.
Is this the accountant?
Yes, and he goes to her because everyone else has quit. All of the engineers have said, we cannot sign off on this. And then he says, I'll ruin your life if you say anything. So he turns to this young 23-year-old just out of college, and he said, we want you to be our next lead pilot. She's the accountant for the company. She's an accountant.
Okay.
It's so good.
Well, you know why the other submersibles that went down to the Titanic were able to come back up, right? They weren't hollow.
and made of fiberglass or whatever. They go through the Senate hearings. They go through all of it, Scott. Man. You know, the one thing that's really disturbing is that if you are trying to alert the government or the NTSB or, you know, there were people trying to say he's about to take people down in this thing and they're going to die.
Well, you remember they were saying that before yes, they went down.
How hard it is to get anyone to listen.
Yeah.
And for someone that's this crazy guy with billions of dollars, he says, I'll bury you and everyone in your family tree.
Who owns the water where he went down? Is it the U.S. or Canada?
No.
Or is it international?
It's a specific company.
It's the RSS Titanic, or is it?
That owns that space. Yeah. The wreckage space. And by the way, they were operating out of Canada, so
the sounds from the peaks of that thing cracking, and they knew it was cracking. They would bring it back up, and you could see the cracks. Huh. And his response to that was basically duct tape it.
What's it on?
Netflix. Okay. It is called Titan, the Ocean Gate Submersible Disaster. And you watch these people go down for test dives. Journalists, they're like, oh, this is so cool. And you know that the company knows it has cracks in it.
How far down until they got the first cracks? 6,000 feet, I think you said?
It failed every single time it went in the water.
Then why?
Scott, I'm telling you, something like this, you'll never get on a ride again because you think that people, I mean, think about the duck boat disaster in Branson.
Yep.
We all have this false sense of naive security that when you get into something like that, well, you know, somebody's inspected this or, you know, look at Schlitterbahn, like all of that stuff. I don't think that I trust anyone that, in any realm of this stuff anymore.
I have not gotten onto a roller coaster since the Verrückt incident. And I don't think I ever will again.
Now, we are past the prime age of, you know, if you were 17, you would probably still be going to amusement parks.
I love roller coasters.
what are you trying to say?
Well, like, okay, this weekend.
That I've aged out of roller coastering?
No, I just don't think that was something. When was the last time you were at Worlds of Fun anyway? And I like Worlds of Fun, but when was the last time you were there?
Took Maya and her friend there about
10 years ago?
Yeah, probably. We did the Bamboozle or whatever it was called. Yeah.
Oh, the phones are ringing. I don't know
and
why.
What were you saying about this weekend?
It's Father's Day. It is. I'm just saying, for someone of our mature age, the first thing that you and I are not going to do is, man, I would really like to get up and go fight the crowds at the zoo or Worlds of Fun. I'm not saying you can't.
You were holding your phone about 4.5 feet from your face earlier while typing a text.
You're going to be roaming around the halls of Costco or Home Depot.
I wasn't typing a text. I was putting in the code to get into my email.
Like a real life Dr. Rick commercial.
Get you an extender arm so you can read your screen.
Anyway, Happy Netflix, Day, Titan, the Ocean Gate, Submersible Disaster. Spoiler alert, everyone dies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, hey, what?
Oh, no, stop it. It's a family show.
It is. I didn't say anything inappropriate.
We need to redo those lyrics. Hey, what?
No.
Quack a duck.
These are...
Drive a truck.
They were never lyrics in the song. It's what we did when this song came out in 87.
Lyrics.
And you were at your school dance. And
I don't need to be mansplained.
Room for Jesus.
There was plenty. This was a fast song. There was room for Jesus.
Okay.
But I'm only going to say one thing and we're moving on.
Hey,
no.
What?
Pet a duck, drive a truck.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, we did a drill team dance routine to that song, and then no one was ever allowed to play that song over the loudspeaker again.
Because the crowd was screaming,
yes,
get blank.
No, stop it.
Get
stop. We don't need to go there. All right, what in the Sam
Wait,
Hill?
I need to
no,
know.
No, you don't.
I will.
We are moving
I'll
on.
I'll text it to you right now.
Okay, we are moving okay. on.
And then I want your reaction
no,
as soon as
I
it happens.
No, I don't need his reaction. We are moving on. Stop it.
I want to know.
Stop it.
By the way, congratulations are in order.
Well, I was about to scold you, but thank you.
New homeowner.
We did. We closed this
congratulations.
Morning at 8 a.m.
How exciting.
I know. We're super excited. Stop it. Stop typing those words.
I'm typing the words to Sam. Anyway, congratulations on the new home that you have just purchased. I know you're excited. You have every right to be excited.
It is pre-World War I era.
Wow.
That is one hell of a lyric.
It is stone. It is my dream house. It's got glass doorknobs and crown molding and squeaky floors.
It is old.
It is very, very old.
There's no sneaking out of that house.
Nope. I told Brent Sled, who billions of people listening know Brent. Everybody knows Brent. I said, if you show us a house that is taupe or gray or in a subdivision, I will never speak to you
My
again.
My house is gray.
I know, but I wanted, like, you know, I lived in a subdivision, raised those children in an amazing community, but I've done that. This is the Dana era, and I wanted old, and boy, did he find old.
What were you going to say, Sam?
He's not going to comment about that song
did
at
you,
all.
Did you walk through the front door and chant, hey, hey, what?
No. Pet a duck, drive a truck.
Get
blank. No, stop
get.
It. Stop it.
And
I
by
am
the way,
trying
these,
to save us from getting fired.
We're not getting
which,
fired.
Which, by the way, I sort of need my job now. So stop it.
You didn't need it before?
Stop it.
Right.
Not like I do now.
Rent didn't pay itself.
Okay. Okay, can we move
Congratulations.
On, please?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very excited.
What?
When's the open house party?
Give us a month. We got painters in there, and we got some couple little things to do. But yeah, give us a month. Met with our little paint person today and picking out colors. I'm very excited.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do about the pink master bathroom?
It's got to go. You guys, I'm going to be honest.
It's all pink.
I got a pink crapper, and it's got to go. But we're going to do something.
There is a pink toilet in there.
No, I'm not kidding. It's
pink.
Pink. Like Hubba Bubba factory exploded pink.
Everything in that bathroom. Everything.
Tub. Toilet.
Tile.
Tile. Floor to ceiling.
Paint. Wall,
sink,
floor,
shower.
Oh my word.
Pink. And not like Barbie good pink 2024, like mauve gray. It reminds me of my grandma.
Like 1960s Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Pink.
Somebody
when
said
they
to us,
updated that bathroom, somebody, that was in vogue.
It was World War I.
Yeah.
Somebody said to us, you know, those pink bathrooms are coming back. And Johnny goes, not in this house, they ain't. All right, moving on.
Okay.
What in the Sam Hill happened on I-35 to shut down traffic after a police chase involving the Grappler 6000.
Okay.
And apparently two suspects that just were like, we're not going to get out of our car.
I thought it was the Grappler 4300.
No, they've upgraded to the 6000 model.
I didn't know Merriam had one, by the way, but this is from the Merriam Police Department. Love that sweet town. Police from at least seven area agencies swarmed a vehicle that led Lenexa police on a pursuit from 95th Street north on I-35 to just north of 75th Street. The pursuit ended with the use of the Grappler 6000. And the police bumper dragged the suspect vehicle to a stop. That's when things got interesting. Officers then boxed in the Chevy Impala, and then both occupants refused to get out of the car. They would not cooperate with any of the commands, which were probably hands up, get out of the car. It shut down I-35. Then armored vehicles arrived within 30 minutes from, I think it was Lenexa and Shawnee.
And we have armored vehicles?
Yes. Post 9/11. Yes. Remember that? Federal money?
Yeah, I just didn't know Shawnee had them.
I don't know that they've used them a ton, but apparently when two people refuse to get out of their car, you bring in the armored Bearcat 9000.
It is the 9000, that's right.
I'm going to be honest. 95th Street's kind of a mess. It just is. The smash, like, the 95th Street corridor.
Well, but the QT was not on 95th Street. The QT was in Merriam, right?
Johnson Drive would be the Merriam. It would be QT.
Over there by the old Jack in the Box.
The 87th QT is the one you're thinking of that's between the two highways.
That is what I'm thinking of.
And I don't think there's ever been any major issues with that.
This
one.
Was the Merriam one?
If it started in Merriam, it would be the one over here by Johnson Drive and I-35. And then, but anyway, to your point about 95th Street, I was unaware of this. So tell me more about this. You said there's issues on 95th?
It's where their targeted patrols should be and are. Like, police really saturate that 95th Street and Quivira-ish corridor.
Well, which is right next to Oak Park Mall.
Yes, the smash and grabs and the fraud and all of that, because it is such a high retail area, brings, you know, billions and bajillions of people that are there to shop and do good things, but it also brings like a percentage of people that are there to do bad things.
How often do ne'er-do-wells do well?
Ne'er.
That's right.
Now, if they stood up the Quick Trip in Merriam, my guess would be is it's because it has such easy access to
the highway.
I mean, it's right next to I-35, right next to it. But I'm impressed that Lenexa or somebody has the Grappler 6000.
Yeah.
And I was unaware that my fair city had armored vehicles, and I'm kind of impressed. I've never seen them. I don't know where they store them, but I'm kind of impressed.
Have you ever watched the Grappler in action?
I have never seen the Grappler in action, and I hope I never do.
Oh, well, you wouldn't see it if you were driving, because
it comes from behind.
It comes from behind.
Oh, you'd feel it.
You'd feel it. It's phenomenal.
Come and get me. We need you to stop, Scott. Come and get me. All right, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Don't forget to check out our podcast. The Dana Parks podcast is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Some of the Iranian missiles have landed in Tel Aviv. It looks like an apartment building from where we're sitting here watching CNN. The Israelis are vowing a retaliation this afternoon. It is 10:30 at night in Tel Aviv. We'll keep you posted. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, clarification, the robbery occurred at the Quick Trip at 95th and I-35 that would be in Lenexa.
Yeah, I thought that's where it was.
So Lenexa PD has the Grappler 7400.
I think they all have it, Sam. And let me just tell you right now, you do not want to be grappled. You don't.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like fun.
We were talking during the break about the use of the word standoff in this case because the two people wouldn't get out of the car and that's bad. I get it. But two armored vehicles, seven police agencies, and four canine units because two idiots wouldn't get out of their car. And by the way, they appear to be older, like 45 years old, and they're two dudes.
Now, in the defense of the police department, you never know what they have inside that vehicle. We saw what happened in North Kansas City during a routine traffic stop. That officer walked up to the driver's side window, and we lost him.
Mm-hmm. I'll never sit here and say that's an overreaction. If nobody ended up getting hurt and the two dudes are in custody and obviously going to be prosecuted, you've got a highway shut down, but you've got people on the other side of that highway.
Sure. Can you tear gas someone out of a car?
I don't know why you couldn't.
You'd have to get close enough to break the window first.
Oh, that's fair, Sam. That's fair.
So did they just get bored and finally give up? Or?
I'm
not getting out.
I think the police dogs usually have something to do with it.
It's getting warm in here.
You could say, you could thumb your nose at the Grappler, and you could thumb your nose at the Bearcat, and you could thumb your nose at the tanks and all the police agencies and all the things. Very few people will hang in and keep standing off, or in this case, sitting down. When the police dog has your arm in his mouth.
A story here from the Kansas City Star. After his son was killed in a drunk driving crash in Riverside last year, a Missouri father has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the woman who was behind the wheel and the hotel that served her alcohol. The father, Anthony Anderson, 54, filed the lawsuit this week in Platte County Court against the driver, 25-year-old Emily Davis, and the company that owns the Argosy Casino Hotel and Spa. There's some other people named as defendants in the lawsuit, the Missouri Gaming Commission.
What? Now, we've heard of these lawsuits before, Scott. It's a terrible, awful tragedy to this family.
They're saying the
servers knew she was drunk and then failed to stop her from driving. I don't know where she was in the casino. Casinos are huge.
Of course.
Was she in the restaurant seated and stumbling and falling down? Or was she at the bar with a video poker slot in front of her? And then when you get up and stumble away, how are they to know that you're not going up to your hotel room?
I was just about to say, what is attached to every single casino?
A hotel.
Could the server not assume that she is staying at the facility? And is it the server's responsibility to make sure that that is the case?
I would argue it is almost impossible to know within a casino where someone is stumbling off to. Think about Vegas. My God.
Well, and to Mr. Anderson, I say I have incredible sympathy for you, sir. You lost your son. I can't even imagine the pain of losing a child. However, and I mean no disrespect if you're listening, I'm never a fan of the, you knew they were drunk, you served them too much. Do people not have the right to get drunk?
Overserved. Sure. You do. You have the right to be overserved. You don't, you know, legally there will be repercussions if you then get behind the wheel of a car or assault someone. But the problem in a casino is, are we going to have people following casino guests around? They're so massive, there's no way to know, are you casino hopping? Like, think about Vegas.
Right.
How are you supposed to keep tabs? Everyone's drunk in Vegas, Scott.
Well, and you know, a couple things about this story. He's also suing the Missouri Gaming
Company. Well, you know this. You just...
You go where the money
is. You go with a cannon and not a fly swatter.
Right, I understand. Yeah. But I mean, even in a bar, and again, I'm not in favor of people suing bars, even. Because how do you know that person's not going home in an Uber or isn't being driven by somebody else? I mean, people get drunk in bars every night.
Now, I have been in a dive bar before and watched someone pull into a parking lot from the window of that bar. They managed to get into the parking space, but they were obviously already under the influence. And I whispered to the bartender, I'm like, hey, that guy walking in, I wouldn't serve him.
Totally different scenario.
And did he?
They did not serve that person.
Because when you come stumbling in, let's say you're at a tiny little neighborhood, a hole in the wall. It's a lot harder to say, well, we didn't know where they were going. Well, yeah, you did. They were stumbling drunk and they walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know if they were getting into an Uber. With a casino, there is no way you're going to know.
But what about a liquor store, for example? If somebody comes in and buys a case of beer, 24 beers, right? Wouldn't the liquor store be required to say, you're not drinking those all in one sitting, are you? Maybe you need a six pack.
Her blood alcohol level was 0.164. She was twice the legal limit.
Okay. If somebody comes into a liquor store, why do they even sell handles of Jack Daniels or of vodka? I mean, are you going to drink all that tonight? Because if you are, I can't sell that to you. Liquor stores and bars are not your mom.
Let me ask you this. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Fine with that.
And admitted that she had been drinking from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Okay? If we are to believe that she sat at a tiny little bar by the door within the walls of that casino for 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
just getting schnockered,
right.
and then stumbled out as they all watched her do that, I think you would have a case.
Court records mention the hotel bar.
If she was anywhere else in that casino, there's absolutely no way to know where she was going or what she was doing.
And if you're in the hotel bar, wouldn't conventional wisdom tell you she's staying in the hotel?
I will tell you that liquor license training, because I've taken it in every city in this metropolitan area, are all consistent with the same thing. If they appear drunk, cut them off.
Then no one is following that directive, or fair to say, Sam, very few people follow that directive.
You want to make sure that you don't get sued?
Look at any bar after 11 p.m., name your entertainment district. What percentage of people in there are visibly loud and laughing and bumping into, you know, like just having a good time.
It's been a minute since I've been in a bar, but I would guess 60 to 70%.
And that percentage goes up and up and up as you get closer to
closing time. Yeah, of course.
Closing time.
No, that's not necessary. Not necessary. I'm not, and I understand if you're a bar, you have to protect yourself. If you're even a liquor store. I mean, what if somebody comes into a liquor store stumbling? You refuse service?
I'm curious if you've ever worked in a casino, and don't say which one. Are you trained to say, hey, are you Ubering out of here? Are you staying with us tonight? If not, I got to call an Uber for you.
If they come in and they are slurring, you have full right to continue that conversation to see their state. And you have full right to say, we're not selling to you today. Have a good one.
But if but you see my point, Sam, if she was there from 10 to 2.
I'm talking about in the liquor store setting.
Yeah, but I'm talking, go back to the casino. I just don't know. There are very few scenarios where I think the casino was at like actual fault. Very few scenarios. Unless she was seated.
What would they be?
Well, like I said, if she was seated somewhere near the door, all 4 hours, never got up, just hammering martinis. Let's say that. And then she got up and said, I'm gonna go drive out of here. I'm done for the night. Something like that. Or here's another one, Scott. Bartender turns around and goes back to grab another bottle of wine or whatever for another customer. She gets up and walks out when nobody has eyeballs. She's already tabbed out. Nobody has eyeballs on her.
Right, right. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. Ken in Kansas City. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
I used to own a bar in Cass County, myself and about two other people. And one of the things that we were told by liquor control, that if someone is overserved and we did it, we're liable. And that means the waitresses that brought them the drink,
yep.
the bartender that poured the drink, the whole nine yards.
How big was your bar, Ken?
About 350, 400 people.
That's a decent size.
That's a decent size.
Yeah, but it was a good size
bar.
But
Ken, help me understand in the mammoth space that is a casino, where every right. square inch is filled with people drinking, where I've been at a casino with my mom and wandered around 2 hours trying to find her. You know, how are you supposed to know if people are hopping from point A to B to C to D, when they are leaving, where they are going? It makes it much harder to be a responsible employee like we're supposed to be doing under that space.
What we did was training. Every section has a waitress or two or a waiter that's bringing the drinks. And we got in contact with the local police department there in Cass County to make sure we knew what the rules were and what to look for and how to prepare for that. And if they get up and they're wobbling around and they can't, you know, if they can't get to the restroom without almost falling down, then the waitress would come up or the waiter would come up and say, hey, this one's done. No more.
Okay.
Ken, at 10 o'clock at night, what percentage of people would you say were in the bar and drunk?
Half.
Yeah. By midnight.
Most of them were there at 7 o'clock.
By midnight.
By midnight, 3/4.
Yeah. Hmm.
Now, drunk, hard drunk, probably 20 to 25%.
Okay.
But buzz to drunk, you say, is the remaining 50% at midnight.
Yeah. Right.
Hmm.
So by midnight, you're looking probably 20 to 25 or higher percent, not more than 30, that were power drinkers, that were partiers, that were just fall down on your face and not realize what you did.
And Ken, I'll also add 100% of the people on the dance floor.
Right. Or anybody who gets on one of those electronic bowls.
If you're out there with doing the Elaine,
yeah,
it's time to go home.
Nobody gets on a or an electronic bowl. Nobody gets on one of those things sober.
Yeah.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Let's go to Jamie in Gladstone.
Hey.
Hey, Jamie.
A couple of things. I have spent about 12 years of my life bartending at casinos.
Yeah.
And I wanted to refer to Drummond's Law, which is a law in Missouri that gives victims and victims' family the right to sue not only the establishment, but the actual individual who served you.
Oh.
So at the casino, for example, we weren't even allowed to give two drinks to one individual.
Really?
Oh, you mean like if I come up and I say, can I get two beers?
Correct.
Got it.
What if I'm buying one of those for my friend?
Exactly. So do they enforce it? No. But I actually got terminated because they decided to enforce it one day. So you could basically, you can only get one beer and a shot, and the shot has to be done in front of the bartender and or server. So you, technically, you cannot leave with two drinks.
And that's just CYA for the casino. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't care whether people are drunk or sober, but the more you drink, the more you gamble, and they are a business. So they're selectively enforcing it is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yep.
Hmm. All right, Jimmy, go ahead.
But Drummond's Law, like, you know, it was as a bartender, like I have a responsibility that I could be sued, that my livelihood could be taken away. So kind of important for you to assess your customer in front of them as well.
Hmm. But what if you can't tell? What if somebody's good at pulling it off?
Well, I mean, you can only do what you can do, right?
Right. Well, but then you get sued for it. All right. Sean in Shawnee. Hello.
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually a bouncer, security. I'm not going to name the name, but at a bar / club in Westport. And mind you, I've seen my fair share of things down there, but shout out to Westport Security, Public Safety. They're amazing. But as far as the bartending and things go, a lot of people don't take into account, you know, some people will pregame, obviously, those little dollar shooters or whatever. They'll take them in their car, and by the time they get to the door, they're not quite feeling it yet. But by the time they get down into whatever bar they're going to, typically it'll start to kick in. And now, mind you, they're just now starting to consume alcohol sold at that establishment. Which after about an hour of being there, they're starting to feel pretty darn good. But the previous caller, the bar owner in Cass County, I do agree, because typically around midnight to 2 a.m. is when we start to see the most of the removals of people who have had way too much. And it's a very cordial and respectful removal. It's, hey, you know, it's time to call tonight, you know, go home, come back next weekend or whatever the case is. But there's a lot of different things, and our bartenders are specifically trained. Some customers are like, oh, hey, buy a shot with me or do a shot. Well, they put water in a shot glass and make the customer think they're taking a shot of tequila with them, but they're not.
They're taking a shot of
water. And so that they're still able to maintain that level of professionalism and monitor who they're giving alcohol to and how much they're taking. So, and bartenders will typically, at my establishment, come up and say, hey, this individual's had too much. I've cut them off, and they're getting really disrespectful about it. Well, then it's time to go. But, no, I love the show, guys. You guys are the most hilarious show on radio. You guys have a great day and be well.
What a kind thing to say, Sean. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. The owners of a popular bakery known for its creative cupcakes will close after nearly a decade in business. The Small Cakes location at the Village of Burlington Creek in the Northland is locking its doors for the final time on June 28th. They cite rising costs as one of the reasons behind the decision, according to a post shared on social media Wednesday. Quoting here, this was not an easy decision. We've poured our hearts into this little bakery, shared your birthdays, your weddings, your cravings, your celebrations, and yes, even a few breakups. And we wouldn't trade those moments for anything. But with food costs continuing to rise, it's become increasingly difficult to sustain a small business like ours. It's incredibly bittersweet. We're heartbroken to say goodbye, but also excited for what's ahead. I've heard nothing but great things about the Small Cakes franchise. It's a franchise, is it not?
It's so good.
It is absolutely delicious. Yeah. It is a franchise. There are still two in the metro.
And are they both in Johnson County? If I'm
One is in Olathe. I'm not 100% certain on the other one.
Okay.
Speaking of Olathe, from the Olathe Police Department social media page, there was apparently some sort of ATM heist in Olathe today off of 138th Street. Heavy police presence due to an ATM theft, 138th and Flum. What does one do when one steals an ATM? You can't get into it. I've seen Breaking Bad. You literally cannot get into it.
Can you not smash it somewhere?
No.
It's unsmashable.
I think it's very, very difficult to get money out of it. And how do you even take the whole... What, did they roll in with a dolly?
I don't know.
Probably a truck, too.
They have a Grappler 6000?
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. News is next here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.